very good evening to you all, faithful listeners of Eagle FM and faithful listeners of Life Lessons. You are tuned into Life Lessons, of course, right here on your number one talk radio station. I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju. It's a pleasure to keep you company yet again on this beautiful Saturday, round about this time, as we always do. Now, of course, tonight is yet another night where we're talking about an interesting topic, y'all, an insightful topic. You know, right here on Life Lessons, we have to deliver, yeah? I sure hope that this show is living up to your expectation, because I feel like it, but you know, we should get the credit from all you guys. But yeah, I myself, I'm very appreciative of the people that come to this show to educate us, to educate me, and to educate you about things that we ought to know. Nonetheless, we have a wonderful guest in studio, but his voice is very, it's one that y'all are familiar with, because he educates you guys and educates me about matters of our money. So we have the money guy in studio with us today, y'all. Get ready to call in, and maybe you'll be a lucky winner. You can walk away with... Okay, what am I talking about? I'm talking about client support specialist at FNB Namibia, Theo Hiduleka. A very good evening, Theo. Pleasure, pleasure to have you with me in studio.
Good morning, Happy. How are you?
Wow, no. Good evening.
Oh, well, it's morning somewhere in the world.
But because you have money, we will allow you.
Well, technically, I don't have money, but that's another topic for another day.
Yeah, pull up.
Good evening. How are we?
You know, apparently, people who have money, and I say money because he's F&B, you guys, it's the money, so.
I don't think when we look at F&B, we look at banking, not specifically money.
Our money is with you
the
guys.
Government. We just facilitate.
You guys have our money.
Poor it's your money.
Yeah, is it really our money though?
Yes, it is.
I don't know if anyone can really claim ownership of any money. Shashi, money just comes in, and then before you know it, coop, it's gone, and then...
Cycle of life.
My dear.
Cycle of life.
Dear, how are you doing?
I know I'm well, Happy. How have you been?
I've been doing well.
Listeners, how you guys been? I hope you've been well. Protecting yourself against cyber fraud. Ish. Well, Black Friday is coming up, eh?
I'm glad you're here for this conversation right now at roundabout at this time, early enough while we are in November heading into December.
Yes.
I'm so glad. Now, tonight we're talking about fraud, scams, and cyber threats. Whew, Theo. But overall, before we get to that interesting topic, now, I hope you all know that Theo has been here on Life Lessons. We spoke about his beautiful story, how for a long time he had, although he had 2 degrees, he was struggling to get a job. I hope that motivated you all. Now, should you be interested in that conversation, head over to our podcast session, download the Eagle FM app, and you can be able to see it, or Eagle FM website. But nonetheless, Theo, how's life been treating you?
Well, life, well, wow.
Yeah.
God is good. Let me start with that. God is good.
Amen.
Life has been beautiful. Uh-huh. Life has its struggles. Life has been, you know, one of those days. But overall, it's growth. It's lessons. And you just said, I have 2 degrees. They will become 3.
Ooh. Serious. How's it? Next year?
We will see.
Theo, if you don't invite me to your graduation.
Well, it's in the UK. So if you can buy the ticket, we can go. But yeah, okay, overall,
we'll cross the bridge when we get there.
Yes, when we get there. Mm. Right now, we are still far away from the bridge, but we're on the next step. It's been a busy year. From January, we are almost at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has happened, the good, the bad. But I always say that every day that you wake up is a chance for you to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And to everybody out there, believe me, we are all battling something. We are all fighting something. Mm-hmm. We are all crying. But believe me, the more you get up each day, you pray, you work, it's going to be a phase. It's going to pass. So
take it one step at a time.
One step at a time. One challenge at a time. Life is unfair, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And the cards that you are dealt with, they are yours, unfortunately. There is nothing anybody can do. Even though the world is beautiful, it's caring sometimes. You will even question yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why me? What did I do to deserve this?
I certainly appreciate how you start off to say life is challenges. You know, sometimes I think when we look at people, perhaps because they do a certain particular type of job. Mm-hmm. We always think they have it all figured out and all together. You know, everything is perfect. Everything is flowing. We forget that life does not discriminate. You know, it hits everyone.
You know, coincidentally, my friend today made a comment. He said, Patuli, you're always smiling. You're always laughing. You look like you don't have problems, or at least you look like you don't wear your problems. And I said, yes, I don't wear my problems. Like, I can be fighting hurricanes in the background, mm-hmm. but out there, you're smiling, you stand fast, and those battles that you are fighting in the background, you must fight them.
Yes.
You must fight them the best way you can,
mm-hmm.
the best way you know how to,
mm-hmm.
because life does not stop, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to 2026, gonna go to 2027.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you have to pick yourself up, you have to motivate yourself. You have to be your biggest supporter.
Exactly.
Your biggest cheerleader.
Yes.
I saw a lot of people cheering our Ms. Namabia.
Mm-mm.
Beautiful, beautiful. That was very beautiful. Now, I also want all of us, you see the cheer that we gave her?
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful. We must support. We must uplift her.
Mm-hmm.
Do that for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Every day in the mirror. Unfortunately, like I said, the cards you are dealt with, it's life. They gave it to you.
Yeah.
You can whine. You can scream. It's battles that you have,
mm-hmm.
and we all have those battles.
Yes.
We might not be speaking about them.
Yes.
We might not be showing them,
mm-hmm.
but they are there. But you have to just keep moving.
Exactly, man.
Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
you have one life. It's very precious.
Mm-mm.
And most of us, we are at a stage where, you know, when the government classifies individuals as adults,
Mm-mm.
you know, when we are
Pay
young,
five and
yeah,
above.
You know, when we,
now wait, no man.
Technically,
adult
being an adult is from 20.
20 and 20, yeah.
20 in Namibia, 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're at that stage where when we're kids and on top of it about our kurunu,
mm-hmm.
we always look at our uncles and our fathers. We are there. We are now, yes.
Can you believe 15-year-olds are looking at us like,
yes, uncle, dad,
yes.
we're even parents, we're
yes.
mothers, we're fathers. So we carry so much hope and so
Actually.
Much of other people's life in our hands, especially we as parents and also those raising their siblings or raising their family.
Yeah.
And that is one thing that I think society doesn't see or don't want to see, that the breadwinners, there's so much pressure on their back. And and it's in the world we live in, and we come from a Bantu, we're African, so we take care of our family, we take care of our village,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. So yeah, man, guys, chin up, go to the gym, start running, attend mental classes,
Thank
do
you.
Something to keep you active.
Yeah.
And Namibia have one of the highest suicide rates.
Yes.
Especially among men.
Mm-hmm.
I would never judge somebody for going to that step because I don't know the pain,
what
they
pushed
have, pushed them.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can say that push back, push back,
mm-hmm.
push back, push back, push back.
Theo, while we are at this topic, now, we are heading into December.
Yeah.
And this is the time where you are checking your list that you say you're going to fulfill this, you're going to do this and that.
Yes.
And maybe looking at that list, you probably just fulfilled one or none.
Yes.
And now there's a time where people feel like they are failures and really you speak about suicide and they are contemplating suicide. What's your take on that? What's your word for that particular person right now?
So I never believed in this phase was meant for you or find you.
Mm.
And it's a very hard face to live by because of what is around you. Your peers will be elevating. Your peers will be getting masters. Your peers will be getting managers.
Mm.
Your peers will be traveling to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And you just feel like, but what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Your time will come.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as you are breathing on this day,
your
time will come. And whatever you have put down for you to accomplish, if you have not accomplished it, you have made strive to accomplish it. I tell myself that when I was a father of none, I used to plan my short-term and long-term goal with a maximum of 5 years.
Uh-huh.
When you become a parent, that becomes 20 years.
Mm.
Because now your family, your child, your partner, it's an extension of you. So whatever you are planning, they must be there. They must be at the end of that. So, guys, chin up. Cry if you have to cry. If you're a man, cry.
Yes.
Go to church if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Go run, go scream. Do what you need to do to get the frustration out, but don't lose the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Push back.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things most people, like, the comment I made earlier that my friend said, you don't look like you're a problem. You're always laughing.
Yeah.
And I said, and I told him, do you know that I've been seeing a psychologist for the past 5 years?
You said it the other time.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, but what's wrong? I'm like, nothing's wrong.
You see, that's the problem. We like fixing things when it's kind of like already too late. Yes.
And I'm like, nothing is wrong, uh-huh. but I go there to speak. I go there to air my frustration.
Mm-hmm.
I go there to see if there's another route that I can take.
Mm-hmm.
And these people will help you or they will not help you. That is you entirely up to you.
Yeah.
But for me, it keeps me centered. It keeps me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And when something is happening at that moment, you might not see what the end might be. And sometimes you might believe this action is against me, it's against my growth.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you realize, oh,
it was molding you.
It was molding me. I would have fallen or I would have fallen into this hole, to this pit of fire. But look at this action that did all of this. They derailed me, but mm-hmm. instead of getting 10, I got 100. So, yes, it's hard in the moment. It's very hard mm-hmm. in the moment.
But after, when you look back?
Yes. The aim here is you need to push back. If you give up now,
mm-hmm.
you are letting whatever it is that you're against win. And like I said, you have one life.
Mm-hmm.
It's very precious. The most precious commodity we have in our lifetime is our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because a car, you can lose a car right now, you can get it back. You can lose a phone, you can get it back.
Yeah.
Money can be stolen. We hope it doesn't get stolen.
Yes.
But you can work it back.
Yeah.
But your life, you mm-hmm. cannot get that back.
Mm-hmm.
And once that candle goes out, it cannot be lit. And sometimes this is just not in a physical death. You'll be 80, 70, and you'll be angry with yourself because you feel that you didn't do enough because you felt that you gave up. So
you didn't take those risks that you wanted to, those shots that you really felt like you should.
Yeah, so we, especially us born in Africa, we were already born against the system.
Yeah.
Whatever system it is, whatever you call it,
mm-hmm.
we were. Because we look at other African countries or other Western countries, and you see they're developed. Medicare is high, education is high, employment is good, standard of living is good. But in our country, we already started behind. So first of all, we must run to get to where others are,
mm-hmm.
and we must run longer because they have already started. Now I must put in extra to get there. And even when I do get to you, we are still looked down upon. So it's life, yeah.
You know, one thing I will take away from this, one particular, you said many beautiful stuff, but one particular thing is that you say, whatever is meant for you will find you.
Yes.
And looking at my life now, comparing it to the few years ago when I was going through so much.
Yes.
Trust me, if you had told me 5 years ago that happy, you'll be facilitating such a conversation.
Yes.
I wouldn't have believed you.
Yes.
But now that you say that, sincerely, when you're going through so much, when the dark cloud is all over you, you feel like you can never come out.
Yeah.
But it's funny how your friends and those around you always see hope in you that you will come out.
Yes.
And I think it's at that time where you really have to believe them and also just trust the people that are around you.
Trust
sometimes
you.
They see the way better than you. And another thing you say, go to church, go to the gym or whatever.
Power you believe
Thank
in.
You. In other words,
yes,
find a group. Don't isolate yourself.
Yes. Find your beacon.
Yes.
And most people that I advise or talk to, they're always like, yeah, but I'm not that into church. I'm like, colleagues, whatever beacon you find,
mm-hmm.
one thing you need to know that unfortunately, we did not arrive on this earth on our own.
Mm.
The mechanism which we run right now,
mm-hmm.
the fact that I can stand here, talk, breathe, mm-hmm. this was not just something that happened. There's a purpose. Find your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And
find your purpose.
Find your beacon. And push back. unfortunately, we don't live in a fairy tale world. The movies are very nice, but we must sweat by our brows.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, others will have more than you. Others will have less than
you. Yeah. You know, my grandmother always used to say that, look at your fingers, they are not all equal.
Yes.
Until I came across a speaker who was saying, okay, must you own be the shortest.
Yeah. So,
we
will not have the same thing. We will not have the same capacity.
True.
We will not have the same jobs. We will not have,
yeah,
you know, but it's up to you to find your beacon and to find your place in life. And look at others with inspiration instead of jealousy. And
thank you.
Look at others with motivation.
I was just about to ask you to say, Theo, talk to us about gratitude. Because
yes,
I think that's where it all begins sometimes.
Yes. Be thankful for the life you have.
Uh-huh.
Start with them.
Okay.
Be thankful for the bread you have eaten today.
Mm-hmm.
If it's water, if it's a bed you're sleeping in, be thankful. Because there's always somebody that's less fortunate. There's always somebody that's going to have more. The world, like you said, our fingers represents the world. And this comes down in your everyday relationships as well.
Yeah.
In your romantic relationships, there's always going to be another individual that's going to either be more than your person, having more than your person.
Yes.
But if you are going to be chasing everything that is having more,
more,
you will never get anything because there's always
going to be more. I love how you put it out there.
Yes, because there's always going to be more. And
yes,
that is how life is.
And you'll never be satisfied.
Yes.
You keep on jumping and hoping.
Yes. And the funny thing about that is that more, you're also on that list. Because for somebody, you are also more. So find your beacon.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful for the life you have. It might not be perfect. It might be hard. Be thankful you have it. Try to do the best you can with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And when the end of the day comes, it's you and your maker. It's you and the higher power you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It was your life. Only you know the burden you carry, the rewards you got.
Yeah.
So it only matters to you at the end. You will leave everybody behind.
True.
You'll leave your wife, your kids, your parent. It's not, unfortunately, this is not to speak sad.
Or to scare you.
But it's reality.
It's reality.
And I know that in our home or our houses, we are always told to not talk about death.
Mm-mm.
To not, yes.
But we should,
death,
you know.
Death is not a bad omen. It does happen in very bad ways.
Yes.
But death is like birth.
It's bound to happen.
It's going to happen.
One way or another, yes.
And unfortunately, and we have seen it. And we know that there's nothing we can do but to be helpful,
mm-hmm,
to accept, and to live a life that you know that if anything were to happen to you today,
mm-hmm,
you can say that the 30 years I was given was not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have what I wanted,
mm-hmm,
but I made the best what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm satisfied because that is the bricks I was given,
mm-hmm,
the lemon I was given.
Mm-hmm.
I made the juice the best way I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that we are heading to the end of the year where most of us are going to be disappointed.
Mm.
You know, we do not save for December. We do not do A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're going to become targets as well.
Mm.
So do not let your depression, do not let your situation force you in a situation where you're just going to dig a bigger hole for yourself. Especially now, we have seen the rise in fraud,
mm-hmm,
especially bank fraud.
Mm.
And Black Friday is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Black Friday is the biggest event on the calendar in terms of shops, retails.
Mm-hmm.
As this is where things are going to be half
apparently,
the price, depending on the shop. Remember, Black Friday is according to each shop.
Yeah, ne? It's according to each shop.
It's not mandatory that you see that some companies have already started, like our telecommunication company already started sending us beautiful SMSs of where we can get more data. We are happy.
Yeah.
But yes.
But at least that one, we don't even need to go in the queue.
We don't need to go in the queue. So yes, listeners, please be wary. This is the time where these guys are going to try you.
Mm.
This is the time these guys are going to play on that part that wants to get more.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the links. They will start flooding you with links, with messages. Get a 50% coupon on Mr. Price items, or no to ABCD. So they are going to try to test you, and they're going to flood you with so much that you might end up just clicking and unfortunately compromising your information and so forth. So my advice is that, guys, it's Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Buy what you need to buy. And I believe that all of us, or most of us, we already planned from the beginning of the year that Black Friday, I want a new TV,
yeah.
I want a new fridge, no, I want a new ABCD. And there's so many things. So, but intelligence still comes into play. Mm-hmm. Self-control still comes into play. Yeah. Because you might think you are getting a deal of your life, but you are giving somebody a deal of their life.
True.
So, yeah.
But you know what? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Theo has so much in store for us, but we'll get right into it after the commercial break. Now, this is Life Lessons. Stay on the line, or stay by your stereo, stay by your radio, stay by your app. We've got more coming your way. And I think this conversation is very much necessary. It's a must listen. So we pause right here now. We'll be back shortly. Lipura nengeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoewe ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoe kike kovano ile koshuala konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitidamo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi inawa nene udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushe njike nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge kwa Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora Tatime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko, Berewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, the I.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polarified. Like, boring day at the spani. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoewe ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano ile koshuala konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitidamo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Oku kwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune uto, otu kwetira o special ange tashake ngejefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushenjife nawa, nukumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heari, nola natu heari bali no heari. Ile konderewa, nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu omafilane Eagle FM. The Eye.
Welcome back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Now, of course, I'm joined in studio by Theo Hidulika. Theo is a client support specialist. Oh, pardon me. At FNB Namibia. Now, he's going to educate us on fraud, scams, and cyber threats. Now, Theo, you're busy talking to us about Black Friday, but before we dive deeper into that, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about scams, fraud, cybersecurity, you know? I don't know. I know a lot of people know this, but then I know there are still those people who want the terminology of it in layman terms.
All right. So a scam is basically any trickery to get information from you,
mm-hmm.
either via manipulation, dishonesty, and under false pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So basically a scam can happen in any form, in any way.
Yeah.
It's just that most of the time it happens, the guys have an angle. It's either to get your personal information. It's either to get your personal information to use it to sell it on the black market.
Yeah.
Or to get your credentials in either your Gmail to, you know, to extort you for money, or they're going to share information, or on your banking to be able to use your funds. So scam comes in different forms, but in Namibia, mostly what we are seeing is bank fraud or bank scams.
Yeah.
Yes. So these scams can come from the card, or card generated, mm-hmm. meaning that you have compromised your card information, be that it was via a link, be that it was in via the phone, you entered somewhere. It can be impersonation, whereby you are called by somebody pretending to be calling from a legitimate organization
mm-hmm.
with a story to make you fall for the trap of providing them with the information. It can be investment scams whereby AI is now being used.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they are using our public figures. There was a video released the other time, mimicking our president, Honorable Menatumbo, and you know.
In another time, mimicking the governor of the Bank of Namibia.
Exactly, as well as my friend from NBC, the presenter. So with AI coming up, they can use this. So for example, let me say I get into your Gmail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I find some very personal information.
Mm.
I can create videos with AI with your face, and I can use it to, you know, to blackmail you. If you don't do this, I will put this out, you know. So it's a dangerous world we live in, and your digital footprint on social media, guys, be careful. I, for myself, I had to deactivate almost all my accounts because throughout the year, especially on Facebook, I saw my pictures being used. No, you can invest. No, I'm looking for love. A, B, C, D. And remember, it's your face that's being used. So it's dangerous for you as well. You can be like, I wasn't involved.
Yes.
But if an individual comes and say, no, this man on this face is the one that robbed me, the police have the right to investigate, and it can, you know.
Implicate you.
So, yes, scams are a lot, eh?
Especially AI, guys.
Yeah, scams are a lot. And there's this ones where, no, we can do
Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency trading for you.
Mm-hmm.
Colleagues, if it's too good to be true, it's not. For example, if individual is saying, no, if you give me 5,000, I'll be able to give you 25,000. Let's say within a month.
Mm-hmm.
That is 300% profit. That's not possible in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot give 5,000 to get 25,000, meaning that your profit is 20,000, which is almost three times more than what you invested. No, guys. So, also, one thing and one sensitive thing that I've learned over the past, the forces play on one of our most not really, I would say, side that we like to show, but they play on our greed side. Because if it's something that will benefit me, I'm more likely to fall for it.
Mm.
Yes. So, yeah. But so we need to be very careful.
Yeah.
And it's, and the thing with these scams, especially in our country, they are easy to detect and avoid. They are not complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, like I said, they work on your greed side. And if you fell or you fall victim to this, it's going to be a problem. So today we will speak more of that,
mm-hmm.
how they can get to you, what they use, what tactic they use, and how can you protect yourself?
Yeah.
And yeah.
What do you think actually happens in that moment? Are we, okay, you spoke about it being, speaking more to our greed side, but mm-hmm. then are we sort of like, why do we become so gullible in that aspect that we can't think logically at yes. that at that moment?
Yeah, so I have spoken to a few people that fell victim to certain scams, just not bank scams. And they said yeah. at that time, it's like, it's either your mind goes blank or you are preoccupied with something else.
Mm.
Now, for me, there was never attempt to scam me directly.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I can say is that, firstly, if an unknown number calls you, that is already the first indicator. Where did these people get your number from? So remember, your number can be everywhere and anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be very careful already how you speak with a complete stranger that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if this person is coming with, you know, with prizes, with things that you don't even know of, you have won something. No, you have applied for this. It was approved.
But you never even applied.
Yes. You never played. You know? Thirdly, even if you did play, confirm with the institution where you played.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our institutions in Namibia have contact center numbers.
Yeah.
So you can verify for yourself. So I'm not quite sure what happens in the moment. I'm not sure quite how people mm-hmm. fall victim to this.
Yeah.
However, I can give you more, or I can tell you how to protect yourself so that you don't fall victim to this. And remember, these guys are changing every day. The tactics are changing every day. Ooh. What they were using last month might be different this month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember, was it at the beginning of the month? There was a link sent out to most of the people mimicking the NAMPO's website, you know, and it said that no delivery has been sent, but you need to authenticate the ABCD, you know. And I received something like that.
Yeah.
The first thing, I clicked on it just to see it. The first thing I saw is the charge is 5 rand. NAMPO's is a Namibian company. Why is there rands on there?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Secondly, the NAMPO's logo. You know, so if you just take a moment to view and to see, you will pick up everything. Oh, this website doesn't make sense.
In other words, don't be in a rush.
Yes, don't be in a rush because it's AI generated. It's not perfect. It's not something which is just.
It's not genuine.
Yes, it's a face with a real capturing information system at the back. So as soon as you click on the link, you put in your card number, and most of the applications we have in Namibia,
yeah.
especially banking, has 2FA authentication, meaning you either receive a OTP or your FNB app will prompt you to approve. And even when you're approving, you'll see the amount will even change. It will say US dollars or it will say something. So the system that captures this information is at the back end, and then this is just makeup place to make you fall for it. So it's very, very dangerous. Another tactic they use is AnyDesk. AnyDesk is, I send you a malware.
Mm-hmm.
This malware on your email, or I call, you know, I'm calling from this organization. It's regarding the service. We picked up ABCD. This is your email. Yes, we have sent you the, you click on the link. And you believe that nothing happened. You're going about your day.
Hmm.
What you have done is you have installed a malware spying
your activities on your computer. Yes.
So it mimics on my desktop. It will mimic your desktop. So when you put in your password for whatever, I'm capturing it on this side. So the game is changing,
yeah.
but the rules are still the same.
Okay.
If you do not provide anything on any platform, they cannot get to you. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. That's quite interesting. Yeah. Now with fraud, what do you call it? Bank fraud, right?
Bank fraud.
Yeah. Now that we're actually talking about it, let me ask this question now while it's early so I don't swallow it with Batina Shambo.
Yes.
So I like how, you know, social media now, you can directly translate something and say Batina Shambo. Or maybe, yes. I don't know, it's interesting.
And I love the fact that every tribe in Namibia,
yeah,
does it.
Is owning it.
Uh-huh. And, you know, they'll say this, but in Kavango.
Yeah.
And obviously the other people that knows the language will understand, but I always ask my friend, what does this mean?
Eh?
And then he's like, I'll have to send you a voice note because even if I explain it.
If you won't get it.
Yeah. And it's vice versa for the same as well. We're like, yeah, Kaparo Kanjena, but in Oshuambo. Like, the field is hot, but in Oshuambo. But what field is hot? I'm like, I will have to send a voice note.
Exactly. Oh yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, someone asked me something the other day and then I said, you beat it on the head, but in Oshuambo.
In Oshuambo. They will be like,
it's actually nice. In other words, you nailed it.
You nailed it, yes.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah, so, it's about my bank card. Yeah?
Yes.
I'm starting to realize that, wait, hold on. If peradventure, God forbid, my handbag gets stolen now, or somebody gets into my handbag and then removes my bob card, they can actually do so much with it. So how am I supposed to safeguard my, I think you have told us sometime about, you tell us again.
All right. So one of the best thing that we have at FMB is our mobile app.
Okay.
Our FMB app.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, the FMB app works on zero data, zero credit.
Theo, please let's see that after this commercial break.
Yes.
Okay, cool. We'll see you after the scheduled commercial break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Save big this festive season at WB. Get 4 kg Kadila mixed chicken for $184.99.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary.
Okay. Now we're back. Theo, you're busy telling us about at FMB, you have the app.
All right.
Okay.
So our FMB app, the first of its kind in Namibia.
Yeah.
Firstly, it works on free, meaning that if you're on the MTC network, it's for free. As long as you have a smartphone.
Yeah.
As long as the smartphone is, the option for data is on.
Okay.
Either you have zero. That is the trick.
Okay.
Your data option must be on. Unfortunately, we do apologize if your other apps will take your credit, but for us, it's for free. Even if you're on 00 right now, it will work.
I see.
Yes. Now, you mentioned that what happened if my card gets stolen or my wallet gets stolen. So there are a few things you can do. Even before that, before you, you get into that incident, I personally have three banking cards.
Okay.
Why do I have three banking cards?
Yeah.
One is for my e-commerce transaction, for my subscriptions such as Netflix and so forth and so forth. So how do I manage this?
Yeah.
So my subscription goes off on a monthly base on a certain day and I know the amount. The first thing I do is I put the limits to that amount. That is the first thing you can do.
Okay.
If you have one card or two card, that is fine.
Yeah.
Secondly, if now you don't want to do all of that, you can temporarily block your card on the app while you're not using
it. This is the part that I remember.
Yes. So, okay, like right now, all my cards are blocked on my app because I'm not using them. And since the app works for free, mm-hmm, whenever I want to use them, I can just go and unblock them. So, thirdly, your limits. You can put your limits to zero on your card. Mm-hmm. So, if you're not using them. So, meaning that even if your card were to be taken now, even if these individuals somehow get to know your PIN,
mm-hmm,
they will not be able to do anything because it's on zero. And also, on our FMB app, if you go into it, you log into it, there's always a search bar. It's the first thing you see there.
Okay.
You just search Security Center. Then it will pop up. It will say report fraud or block my profile.
Mm.
If you see that, no, I was just called now. I think I might have given the information.
Oh, okay. There's still that option.
Yes.
To quickly rectify.
Yeah, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the number for the contact center, which is 081-061-299-2222. So you can quickly just go and block your profile, meaning that your online banking is blocked. So whatever, they cannot. So there are mechanisms in place to protect you. You did say in the beginning when we started that you believe that in Namibia, we are not, the awareness is not being put out as much as it must be.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree. And when I'm talking about awareness, I'm just not talking about private entities. I'm talking about public as well. This digital protection, digital security must already be enforced into our kids at an earlier stage. It must be enforced into our pensioners, especially when they go get their pension or they come to the bank or they go to, we need to have this and on the radios, on television, on the newspapers, on the billboards.
Yes.
And this is not just a public or government problem. It's a country problem. And the relevant stakeholders must come to place. I remember at the One Foundation Gala dinner, I had a chance to speak to the Minister of Information Technology. And she said she's really, really trying to get every company on board, be that it's private, be that it's, you know, even in the school, so that we can just push that agenda because people are falling victim to this and there are real life consequences to this type of actions. And unfortunately, you will have to take responsibility of your action knowingly or unknowingly because, like I always state, I always make this metaphor that if you give your key to an unknown person and they come into your house, be that you didn't know now, they are going to steal. When the police comes, it's going to be very hard for them to assist you because firstly, the house was not broken into.
Mm-hmm.
You gave the key. It was open. I know you didn't know this person's intention, but you still gave the key.
Yes. You still be held accountable.
Accountable, for yes. So I always say, verify every piece of information you receive from a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
If you receive an email, congratulations, you have won. What have you won? You have not planned any single thing, but you have won. And then you click on the link. Ah, the link is not working. The link is working. It's just not working for you, but it's doing the job in the back end.
Oh, wow. So, the link is working. It's just not working for you, but it's working for the other person, actually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most common, fraud that we have picked up is an impersonation. And I think you have seen people recording these interactions and putting on TikTok how these guys are very, you know, hi, happy, how are you? Congratulations, you have won, you know, and they play on your mind. And now for you to receive this payment, you need to provide this and this. And did you receive an OTP? Yes. And you need to provide that. Now, and we always tell our listeners, when you are receiving OTPs from your bank, but you have won a competition for a company that is not related to that.
To the bank.
Yes. How is it connected? You remember? Yeah.
Where is the coloration there?
Yeah. Where is it there? And also the OTPs that you are going to receive, will indicate to you exactly what you're doing. You're about to make a purchase online. It will show you that you're about to make a purchase. You're about to link an app. It will tell you you are about to link an app. And it will say in bold, do not share.
I think we're not reading. We're not paying attention.
They are playing on that side of that I mentioned earlier on that. And sometimes I really don't really blame the individuals as for victim because, you know, like you're saying in the beginning, you're going through something in life and you believe this might be your breakthrough.
Mm.
So social pressure also sometimes it pushes us to believe, to fall victim to this.
Yeah.
So, but that is a discussion for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, but guys, vigilant, be vigilant. You should always, always be vigilant. You should always be mindful and, do not trust anybody with your personal information.
Mm.
Be that it's your friend, your colleague. Mm. This is your personal information. Just like how you do not trust with somebody seeing your bank balance or you not dressed. Have that same mentality when it comes to your personal information.
Mm-hmm.
And also be very wary of tactics on social media. Accommodation scam.
Mm-hmm.
One apartment in Ausblick, backyard, water and electricity included, PIC, building stove, 3,000. Guys.
Sounds too good to be true.
It's not true. Send deposit now to secure this.
You haven't even seen the plane.
Yes. So, confirm. It's best to lose out on something than to lose out on something that you had. If you didn't, you're looking for an apartment and it turned out to be true and you lost it out, it's fine. But don't take the chances of losing your funds on something that is you didn't confirm. You should always confirm. And remember, no bank official, no official that is working with your information will ever call you and ask you for that information. No bank will call you and say, Happy, can you kindly provide me with your card number? Happy, can you kindly provide me with your password? No.
Yeah.
You are a client. We service you.
We know these things.
Yes.
We have these things.
We cannot ask you for the information that we are providing. So be very careful.
Oh, wow. Especially we cannot ask you for the information that we are providing. Does it ever occur to us that you guys provide us with this information? No, yes. I don't think so.
It's very private. And the good thing is that especially at work, there are mechanisms put in place to ensure that this information, it doesn't get out. There's mechanism put in place that there's no leakage on our side.
Mm.
There's mechanism put in place that nobody can just go on Happy's account and start doing whatever they want. No, the system will stop you. It will report you. Yes. It will stop even before it started. This is why scammers need you. Because you are the one having the key.
Mm.
Nobody knows your password, even at work. This is something that you set up. And remember, your ATM card PIN, you can change it on your app as many times as you want. So we give you the platform to create your own security protocols.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's so safe that only you have them. This is why they need to call you. They need to deceive you. They need to lie to you. They need to play on your on that side to get that information.
Yeah.
Scam has changed in terms of how it's operating, but the fundamental is still the same. Mm-hmm. They need the user to scam the user.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's the part where it calls for vigilance.
Yes.
I think definitely the part it calls for slow thinking. If anything that I'm taking away is go slowly with everything. Don't be in a rush.
Yes.
Read where it says, especially now, confirm payment.
Yes.
I mean, why is it saying confirm payment when it's saying I won and stuff like that?
Yes.
Mm.
So be take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read you.
Okay.
This is something that I tend to always tell my clients or everybody that I I interact.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just some steps that you can actually, you can look at them. They might seem simple. Mm-hmm. They might seem like, but this, it's not that, but it is that. For example, do not click on unwanted links.
Okay.
Unexpected links.
While we are at that.
Yes.
While we are at that. One thing that puzzles me is that, reputable people will share certain links to you that, Bank Windhoek is giving away how much?
Yes. Because when they open the link, they'll ask you for information for you to claim your price for this message to the next 10 people.
And people are actually doing it.
Yes. And and the chain event continues.
Yeah.
You have filled in, you have compromised your information, mm-hmm. you send it to me, and this company is offering this. Oh, let me also, I must forward it. Okay, cool, forward it. It's like how we used to forward those messages on Instagram. If you don't forward this, and then the divine powers will punish you, you know?
Click what? Yeah. Click yes. If you don't, what?
Yes.
If you don't click Jesus, yes.
Yes. So, yes. Don't click on links.
Yeah.
Secondly, don't share your passwords.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes, you know, we trust our people
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy. Can you quickly, are you going to town? Quickly go withdraw 500. For my account, here's my card, here's my PIN.
Yeah.
What you're doing there already, you're already taking liability for this because you, with sound mind, gave somebody your card and your PIN. So now, when they go withdraw, they don't bring back the money. I mean, you know, and money is a very sensitive topic. It's a very sensitive, it's a hot topic because money is basically what runs our everyday life.
Yes.
And we work hard for it.
Yes.
We wake up in the morning, we do this. So I do understand when you are scammed or when you lose funds, you know, it hurts because this needs to take care of your family. This mm-hmm. needs to do ABCD.
Yeah.
But always protect yourself. Do it yourself. For example, don't leave your card unattended. Don't give your passwords to your child. You know, they can also be manipulated in another way from other forces.
And especially because they are a child.
Yes. So those are some of the things that you need to be aware of. Be caution for online deals. Mm-hmm. You're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. An advertisement comes, iPhone 17 Pro Max, 9,000. What? No.
That's funny. This is a bargain.
That's funny. It's 40,000 years. How can it be 9,000?
Yeah.
To claim your price or to claim the discount, click on the link. The link takes you. It asks you for your name, your address, your cell phone number, your banking information. And you are like, how did these people call me? And 2 days later, you're called. How did this book get your information? You clicked on a link that you couldn't even verify and you willingly put on your information without even verifying if this is real.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the guys are going to call you and you're like, oh, I was scammed. I don't know where this book got my number. No,
you gave it to them.
You are careless on your digital footprint. So yes, never reveal your identity online. Back in the day, there was a Nigerian prince scam whereby these guys will reach out, you know, they'll start the romantic relationship on, you know, and then I just need 100,000 to claim my inheritance of 10 million and I will definitely send it to you.
And come for you.
Yes. Remind me of the Twitter swindler? The one that aired a few years back. The guy that was swindling a lot of these women in Europe. So they are predators. Yes, guys. There are people there. This person looks very, you know, well, they look accomplished, but you don't know this person. And at the end of the day, you end up helping this person, borrowing money, taking loans.
Borrowing money.
You know, taking loans. Yeah. Just for you to find out that this person is a scam. And you will be held to your actions.
Of course.
Whatever you do has a consequence, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have to deal with it. So mm-hmm. there's so many ways these guys can get to you. There's so many ways. But once again, the thing has not changed. They need the user to, they need the user mm-hmm. To scam the user.
Mm-hmm. Next on our list.
Next on the list is resist pressure to act. So what that means is that we called, you have won a prize. For you to get this prize, you need to send 5,000.
Okay.
We are calling from the police. There's a warrant of arrest here. If you don't send 5,000 now, you'll be arrested. We're calling from the municipal services. We see that your account is behind. If you don't pay this money now, your power will be cut.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling from the National Road Authority,
mm-hmm.
your license desk, if you don't do, you know, breathe,
mm-hmm.
calm down,
mm-hmm.
call these institutions
mm-hmm.
and verify. And also, most institutions will not tell you to make a payment. They'll tell you, come to the office.
Yeah.
And you, and I always tell people, especially when it comes to this municipal fraud type of calls, you've been paying for your water. You're not behind. Why are you panicking?
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So try by all means not to act on impulse.
Okay.
Try don't to, yes. Secondly, of the other tip is use secure transactions online. If you go into your FNB app right now, and most institutions or most banks have this feature.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into your app, you go into your card, there's written 3D secure. You activate that. You should ask for your cell phone number. You put it on. What does this mean? It means that every time you buy something online,
mm-hmm.
be that it's from Shein, Google, you're buying coins for your PlayStation, it was sent a verification request either to your cell phone with an OTP to enter on the website or the app, or a pop-up message on your FNB app that will give you, you're about to make a purchase of this much on this, confirm. So that is two FA verification. Okay. It's also, yes. So 3D secure, meaning that even if somebody were to get your card today and somehow they know your PIN and they're trying to use it online, you'll get a notification. Yes. So you will be able to say, oh no, let me stop it here. So yes, so it's really, it is really a very digital time that we are living in.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, these guys are busy trying to do the worst for the technology.
Yeah.
And the people are trying to do the best for the technology as well. Yeah. So we are fighting back. There are mechanisms put in place for you to protect you. There are, you must just educate yourself.
Thank you. I was about to just say that.
Educate yourself uh-huh. because everything is given to you, and also just practice patience
mm-hmm.
because most of the time it's out of fear.
Mm.
Happy?
Yeah.
Your brother has been arrested, and if you don't pay 10,000 now, he's going to jail. What should I do? You can send the money here. Call your brother. He's arrested. Which police station? I will come there.
Mm-hmm.
Is he okay?
Mm.
Calm down. Analyze what you are receiving
mm-hmm.
and then make the appropriate action. And most of the time you'll see that if it's a scam, you'll pick up immediately because there's always money involved. Immediately there's money involved. Most of these businesses will call you professionally. My name is Theo. I'm calling from company A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling in regards to your overdrawn water bill, ma'am.
Yeah.
Last time you made the payment was on this date. F number what. To avoid cut off service, please make a payment at your normal shop or via EFT and send the proof of payment to our help desk, ABCD.
Yeah.
So most companies have structure on mm-hmm. what to do. And so, but when somebody calls you, your water is going to be cut off tonight if you don't pay 10,000. You should already know. And
something is off. Yes.
And also the time. These people are calling you at 8 in the evening.
Which company?
Do you understand? So composure.
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
To not respond.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time to not engage with these individuals. And then believe me, you will be able to pick up.
And sometimes they'll call you at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
At lunchtime.
Yes. And the good thing is this, if you are called and you say that, no, these people are calling me, they try to scam me,
mm-hmm.
call MTC. The good thing about the telecommunication companies is that they can see that this number called me and this is what they told me.
Yeah.
They will be able to pick up, oh, this number did call this number. Because it's a telecommunication company. Yes. And it can be blocked provided that you follow their procedure
mm-hmm.
on what needs to be done.
In reporting.
Yes, in reporting it, yes. So really, we need to just be very, very focused, be very vigilant. You must just pay attention to details.
Yeah.
Cool. The other one is that do not trust strangers. This is something that we were taught at home in school.
By our mommies.
When we were kids.
Don't talk to strangers.
Yes.
I'm looking for that song. Do you know it?
No.
Remember, God, he loves you.
Yes.
And one day you may always wait for the green light. You don't know that song?
No.
Okay. Let's continue. Don't talk to strangers.
From back then, our parents were already telling us, don't speak to strangers, go to school, come back, don't open the door, you know, don't get into cars with people you don't know. It's the same here.
Yeah.
This number calls you. They told you you won what? You don't know this person.
Mm.
They never identify themselves. And even if they have identified themselves, confirm. You're calling from where? I'm calling from company A.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Can you please give me, you guys' full name? And most of us have smartphones. Google company A, get the official number and call them. Hi, I got a call from one of your employees claiming to be Mr. ABCD that I have won. Is this true? You will be shocked that no, we don't know who that is and we're not running such a competition. So,
wow.
Guys, try to always be calm, analyze. View, understand, see what you can do,
mm-hmm.
but do not act. Don't act.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like I'm saying, if you feel that it's we have kidnapped. Now, when it comes to kidnapping, that is now something totally different. That is now where you call the police while they are even on the call with you already. They look,
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with this. They will have special teams to assist you with that. It's the same thing whereby if you are in a situation for your life, physically you are in a cab, they support you this,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do to get out of the situation, mm-hmm. and then we will deal with the consequences after that. One of the other tricks on the FNB app, you can hide your account. You can hide them all.
How? What do you mean?
So, what I notice is that, you know, we have our accounts. Sometimes you have four accounts.
I only know one account hidden within another account. I don't know about
that. No. That is basically, I'm thinking you're talking about the savings pocket that comes with the account. Mm-hmm. That is not hidden. It's visible. You can go into your app right now.
Yeah.
And you go to settings.
Yeah.
Then you go to visible accounts. You can hide all your accounts to the point where when you go into accounts, there's no accounts. It shows like you don't have an account, but it's hidden.
Nice.
So, and you can unhide it anytime.
Yeah.
So, I always tell people that if you are somebody that's saving money,
uh-huh.
and you know that, no, I save money, or my account has a high volume of transactions, and you know that, okay, so I'm saving, I have this, don't let the money be on an easily accessible account.
Yeah.
Put it on your unit trust. Because you never know. And unfortunately, these guys, they go to the point where they physically attack you in cabs, force you to open up your apps, force you to call your people to send you money.
Mm.
So that is an unfortunate situation whereby if you get caught in that, I can just imagine the horror because I would panic.
Mm.
I would faint.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that you can do to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that, look, I use public transport and it's especially at night and you know, hide your accounts so that even if they go into your app, open it, go to accounts. There's nothing.
Zero.
Under account, I don't have, you can take the phone, but there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
but sometimes you just take the phone and go deal with it later, or
yes, hide, you know, the accounts, yeah, block the cards, do everything when you're not making use of your banking things. If you know that, no, I only use my account that, okay, my salary comes in, it pays my bill. Mm-hmm. Most of the money I use, I have it physically. The rest of it, it goes to my savings. I don't really, like, a week or two can go by without me going to your account.
Yeah.
Hide the account. You can always unhide it.
Mm-hmm.
And the app works for free. So, education is key here.
Yes.
I believe that education is key.
You know, I'm a fan of that scripture. My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
It's not just talking about biblical things. It's talking about these things in general. You get scammed, or you do certain things because you're not educated in this, on,
yes,
this subject.
On this subject,
you're,
yes,
not knowledgeable on the things that are out there to protect yourself.
Yes,
which is why I appreciate you being,
yes,
here today.
Because it's basically the same with driving. For you to get your driver's license,
yeah,
you need to go through this, and you must always keep updating yourself on the road, on the road rules, and so forth. It's the same.
Yeah.
When you, I'm asking our clients, our listeners, if you go to an institution and you are going to open an account, you're going to open, ask, read, you have every right to,
yeah,
come back.
Yeah.
When you receive that contract of 30 pages, you have every right to sit there, read. You have every right to ask, to understand, what does this mean? What does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
How do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
As service providers, we must give you the time and day to explain to you exactly why, how this work, and how you can use it. So I know we have busy lives.
Yeah.
I know we, you know, it's busy. But for example,
yeah,
you can go to www.fmbnamibia.com.na. Mm-hmm. Pricing. There's a pricing guide,
mm-hmm,
guide on our website.
Mm-hmm.
It will give you every product we have, every charge we have, and every feature it comes. And before you even go open an account, if,
yeah,
you just go on that product guide, you will find the account you want, and you go open it. Most of the time, we go, I just want a savings account. What do you mean, savings,
yeah,
account? So, I know it's a busy world, but
yeah,
let's,
but sometimes take time to pause,
read, understand,
yeah,
so that you know that the course you are taking,
mm-hmm,
you have seen all the loopholes, you have seen all the advantages and disadvantages.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with fraud.
Mm-hmm.
A call comes in. Who is this person calling me?
Mm-hmm.
They're calling me from a cell phone number,
mm-hmm,
but they're saying they're calling from a company,
mm-hmm,
already,
mm-hmm,
you know? There was a clip that I listened. This individual was recorded now impersonating,
yeah,
one of the companies, MTC, that we have. And the person is calling from a 085, which is TN, Telecom.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yeah.
So if you've already just seen, okay, a TN number is calling me, but it's saying it's from MTC, then you can already know, this is...
Before we get any further.
Get any further. And most people are like, no, we want to listen. No. Hang
up,
yes. Block,
yes,
the number.
The moment you listen,
yes,
they will get to you. They'll speak those enticing words.
Hang up, block the number.
Mm-hmm.
Block the number. Mm-hmm. Then move on.
Yeah.
You don't need to listen.
Because, mm-hmm,
I know they become very insulting, very vulgar.
Oh, yeah. Ne?
Yeah, I have heard some recordings from people that have recorded them. Guys, as soon as you know this is not good to be true.
Especially when I think you make it obvious that I know that you're lying.
Yes, hang up. The other one is the employment scheme. You know, I can, you send me money, I employ you. That is not going to end in a good way.
Yeah. That's
true. It's both for you and him. Even if it were to happen, you're already getting something under very devious means. And every dog has his day.
Exactly.
Like right now, ACC, hey, they are coming for everyone.
Let's talk about about ACC for a second?
ACC, I don't know. Maybe, but I would say that Noah and his team definitely has been sitting.
They've been working overtime.
They've been working overtime. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say it's the change in the regime.
Administration. Yeah.
The administration. Uh-huh. Not regime.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
That sounds a bit not nice, very yeah. Cool, but it's in the administration. But yeah, cause I read and it's just former who, and they are coming for everyone, hey?
You know what, eh? I wanted to write on my status. I saw it on someone's status. Apparently ACC is coming for you people that got your licenses, Kobabes.
Is there, what's happening in Kobabes?
For me to know, for you to find out.
What's happening in Kobabes, really?
My dear.
Oh, wow. You know, beautiful country we live in.
So in other words, ACC is coming for you that got your license fraudulently. Whether it's in from Rundu or Shakati, Kobabes, wherever. So yeah, ne?
So guys, yeah.
Another
man.
Broom is sweeping.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's Noah and the team are busy. Uh-huh. And, like I always say, name, you lay in the bed you make.
That's true.
Colleagues, we can sympathize. Yeah. But at the end of the day,
you make your bed, you lie in it.
You lay in it. And, it's just how it is.
You know what, Theo? Let's talk now seriously about this conversation. Peradventure, it falls on somebody's ears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know, we, all of us do go through hard times financially, even for those who, are now sort of like making it, you know?
Yeah.
They were once struggling financially.
Yeah.
Now, actually, Tata Noah was here the other day. You know what he said about those who are committing corruption?
Yeah.
It's not really those ones who are trying to make ends meet.
Yes.
It's those ones that have already a lot.
Yeah.
And they're just being greedy.
Yes.
Imagine you have an office that pays you really good money. Somebody else at home sells their kapana.
Yeah.
And they are faithfully doing it.
Yeah.
And there is nothing hidden that will not eventually come out. You will eventually be caught, whether it's 5 years from now, 7 years from now.
Yeah.
But you know, our comedian, Helmut, he hosts, Mind the Gap.
Yeah.
You know, the one time he was actually hosting a show and he said, Namibians, please don't steal. We don't have it in us to steal. You will always get caught.
We are such a small country.
Yes.
And the good thing is that, as much as we're a small country, we are digitalized in a way that it will leave your fingerprint, either it's physical or digital.
Okay.
It will live there. And if you are lucky, you are lucky. But as we have seen, they are not lucky. The bed that you are making, you are laying it. There's so many corruption court cases happening. And people are always asking, what is your take? I'm like, justice will take its course.
Exactly.
I have nothing to say on that.
Yes.
I cannot comment. I cannot cast judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too busy trying to do what I can for myself.
Yes.
You got yourself there, you'll get yourself out.
Yes.
Unfortunately, but yes, corruption, theft, scamming, it's unfortunately, guys, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, not in a metaphoric way, but yes, if you are caught and you are now going to court, you are in prison,
And sometimes you stole.
Yeah.
You stole $100,000 Namibian dollars.
Mm-hmm.
What did you really do with $100,000?
Yes.
You eat it up, finished.
Yes.
Still have your struggles.
And that's.
And then ISIS comes and finds you. You, there's nothing to account for that $100,000, dollars that you know, money gets finished because you have wants and needs and then you spend on that and then you go to jail unnecessarily. Let me put it like that. We something that could have been prevented. Now all of a sudden you're spending your life behind bars. Your kids are growing up without you. Yeah.
And remember, like you said, that Noah said that the people doing this actually don't need it for
survival.
For survival. They need it for enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And our president, Minatumo said, we are too small of a country. to have this inequality.
Mm-hmm.
We have the resources, guys. We, from fishing, mining, agriculture, we have enough to take care of our country. We are not even, we are almost as big as South Africa, because Namibia fits three times there, which is almost a quarter.
Mm.
And Namibia is, in terms of Europe and other countries, we are big. African countries are big in size. And for our country to be that big, one of, I think it's the third biggest in SADC. And I think in terms of size in Africa, I think we're in the top 10. But to have a population of almost just 3 million.
Yeah.
And we cannot take care of our
people.
It shows that really, somewhere, somehow, something is going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy that the ACC is actually doing what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a start in the right direction,
mm-hmm.
but they need to start going for the big people.
Because for the big fishes.
The big fishes, because this ones we are seeing here,
no, but they should teach us a lesson. Yeah, let's not smoke or big.
That is their battle. We're not saying they should not be done with it, but that momentum must just get more.
Mm-hmm.
It must just get faster.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, guys, I'm so sorry, but if your people or our people are caught in this, it is what it is.
You know what? No offense there, to use an example. You know what's so disappointing? Somebody actually commented to say, yo, we went to school together. Oh, another one said, yo, it's so bad to read about your colleague caught into corruption. You know, high standard. And sometimes this is some of the people that, you know, you just never know whom you are inspiring, whom you are a role model to.
Our great factor always corrupts the goodness.
Yes.
One thing my father always told me is that nobody owes you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not me,
mm-hmm.
not your friends, mm-hmm. not your partner. The only thing that you owe, somebody that owes you, is your parents that brought you into this life. Yeah. And that's it. And when we start looking at others with envy, but why is Happy working at Eagle? I mean, I can speak better.
Uh-huh.
I dress better.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a better school.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you know, once you start with those thoughts, you would want to be where other people are.
Yeah.
Not knowing how they get there.
Exactly.
And, we will see you, Shem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be like, we will pray for you. As Christians, we all do. But your fight is your fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how, if I were to be caught, you'll be like, huh? But he was here.
Yes. You know.
Your fight.
And you'll be so disappointed. Mm. Because imagine, somebody is looking up to you. You have no idea. Okay, you are motivating yourself.
Yeah.
But you getting up and doing it and this and this, you're motivating another person.
Yeah.
Now the moment they see you as their role model, you know, fall from up there to, they'll be very disappointed. Yes. You discourage somebody.
Because what happened here? What, this person came to tell us the right path.
Yes.
But it seems that they were doing the complete opposite. He told us to go right. Nani is going left. You know,
Nani, he was not exercising contentment.
I would never, I don't know what we are going through.
Mm.
I don't know what pushes us to get to that stage. Mm-hmm. I pray that I never get to that in my life.
Yeah.
And even if those tests comes,
mm-hmm.
I will stand firm and I will say no.
Yes.
But yes, guys, you lay in the bed that you make.
That's true.
That is final. There's nothing we can do or say about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a warning to us as well that, guys, crime doesn't pay. It never paid.
Yeah. Theo, I feel like sharing a story. You know, when I was a teenager, not really a teenager, man. Yeah, somewhere there. I was somewhere about 21, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere there. But then I remember I was working at the restaurant and I'm this person. If I do something wrong, it will prick on me tomorrow and I want to rectify it.
Yeah.
While working at that restaurant, one day, okay, I'll see how sometimes my colleagues will take stuff and they'll don't get caught. So we go, mm-hmm. life goes on like that.
Yeah.
So one day I decided I'm going to take black pepper. I stole black pepper, you guys. I went home with it, and I remember my husband said, my partner at the time,
yeah.
he said, you stole black pepper. This thing which is $30 in Roman. And Roman Block was just yeah. very next to that restaurant.
Small.
Thank you. You know what he told me? Take it back.
Yes.
You're going to lose your job yes. over a $30 black pepper.
Yes.
In Andilengwa, guys, I took that black pepper back. But the funny thing is now, I was taking it out.
Yes.
Putting it back with shame so yes. that I guess other people don't see that I actually,
yes.
but I put it back and I'm so glad that I put it back. I'm so glad that he said I should take it back.
Yeah.
So in other words, also sometimes our partners encourage us to do foolish things. Yes. Do you know that?
You, it's not even just your partner. It's just not even your partner.
Yeah.
It's the people around you.
Uh-huh.
One thing, your village must be honest with you and they must be direct with you.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, if you know that this person is doing something that you know is morally wrong,
yes,
be that they are stealing,
yeah.
scamming, mm-hmm. abusive,
mm.
I will call you out. You need to call this should. Person out. It doesn't matter if it's your brother,
yes.
your friend, your colleague. My dear child, African child, what you're doing is wrong. And unfortunately, I cannot be associated with you longer.
And if you don't call them out, tomorrow you're crying over their lives because
yes.
they lost their lives through that dubious activity
yes.
that they're doing.
Yes. The person, you know they're stealing, you know they're doing ABCD. They get caught, they commit suicide, and all of a sudden,
mm.
you know, and we have this tradition, Moshuambo no kucha. You cannot speak bad of the dead. That is why if you attend funerals in our own tradition now that I can know of, I don't know about others. It doesn't matter what the person does.
Mm-hmm.
We always speak good. But that is fine. Topic yeah. for another day.
No, we're coming back right after this commercial break.
Yeah.
Democracy is not a spectator sport. It is a participatory event. The essence of democracy is in your participation. Therefore, make sure that you participate by electing your representatives in the regional council and local authority elections on 26 November 2025. Democracy starts with you. Preserve it by getting involved. Go vote. Your vote is your voice.
Lipurane ngeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete ofoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu honda doi inawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka opone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijabu ili nawa ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
And we are back. Like I told you, this is Life Lessons. No filter, you guys. Just honest conversations around what we are doing or what's happening in society that we need to rectify. And it's honest conversations such as this that really get a person thinking to say, but you know what, ne? My ways are actually wrong ways. So, Natheo, we ended off before the commercial break talking about your brother. You know that your brother goes out every day to stand by Evelyn Street and grab people's phones, and you're protecting them. And then tomorrow, they unfortunately grab someone's phone who happens to have a gun in the car, and he gets shot. And then you really want to come and cry and show pity. Did you really love this brother of yours? I don't think so.
Let's not even go further to yeah. there. Let's just go to what has been happening this month.
Okay.
We also that everybody that is in support and stand against gender-based violence
mm-hmm.
has put on a purple heart, you know? And, you know, the conversation most of the time is always, what did she do? What did she, guys, colleagues, nobody on this earth has the right to kill to harm another individual.
Regardless.
Regardless of what they did. If they did something to you, there is the police.
There are consequences to their actions.
If, I was reading this and, we were speaking about this in the gym even, yesterday, the news that broke this week, whereby an NDF, soldier,
killed
his ex-girlfriend. It seems like it. Or that is what was alleged and reported.
Yeah.
And shot the person that dropped her. For me, you are a coward. First and foremost, I will say it straight. As a father, I have a daughter at home. And I can never imagine somebody harming my daughter.
Taking ownership of her, like a property.
No. Men in this country, and most people are talking about men killing themselves. And it's a bad thing that needs to be looked at in terms of from every stakeholder. But we must also go at the core. In Southern Africa, Namibia, South Africa, Botswana is a bit low because they have the death penalty. In Botswana, you kill someone, you have to go out of society, which that is their legal system. I won't comment on that. But yes, in Namibia, we have this thing of, we have so many of these people doing this malicious crime against children, against women, sentenced to 70 years in prison. We are the one paying for you. The food you are, remember in prison you don't work. You still
need to eat.
Yeah, you eat, you drink, you use a toilet, be that in whatever condition.
You go to the hospital, need it be.
You are no longer in society, but you are still part of society. And we are still taking care of you.
Excellent.
And for me, no, we need to look at the core. We cannot allow this. Guys, we cannot allow our mothers, sisters, daughters, friends to get killed by men because they believe that people can be owned. You cannot own a person. And most of the time, you know, I look at these individuals and I look at them and most of the time they have kids, they have daughters. And I says, I'm like, why do you go to such a point and you have scarred your family for life?
I know.
Now I'm being raised by my aunt because my father killed my mother and killed himself.
And now
it doesn't matter what was wrong. It doesn't matter. But what did you resolve? You abandoned me. And now the way I'm growing up is no longer structured. I tend to substance abuse. I just turn out to be the same as the thing that...
Because the neighbor's kid, when you're arguing at the age of 15, says, what are you saying? Your mom killed your dad.
So, this message is to the men.
Yeah.
If you lay your hand on a woman, you're a coward. That
period.
We might not know, but you know. Every day you look yourself in the mirror, you know what you do. And there is no justification for that. The Bible even says that men are providers.
They're supposed to protect us.
In society, men are providers. Even in the way that we are just made, we might be the same, but structurally we are not.
Exactly.
Emotionally we are not.
No.
And I hear most of these people, no, she used me, she took my money.
Money that can actually be recovered.
A marriage. Hurtful. Things happen. Pray. Move. Live your life.
Exactly. You know what, Theo? Have you noticed that most, I don't want to say all of them, but most of the people that kill their partners, they were being unfaithful in the relationship and the person decided, let's end this relationship. We can't go on and stuff. So now they feel like, no, you can't leave me because
If I cannot have you,
nobody else can have you. But you are not living up to the, you know,
primitive.
To the end of the deal. You're being unfaithful, rooming around, but you still want to be with this person. And when this person says, you know what, it's over, I'm moving on with my life, and then you want to claim back. But you know, really,
We have primitive thinking, we have primitive mind, and like I always say, men that hurt women.
Yeah.
Be that, it might not be physical, but you are busy cursing, you are busy insulting. Mm. For me, we can never be on the same page.
Mm-mm.
I will call you out and I will report you because I have a daughter. Like, yes. I will always say, whatever I do will reflect on my daughter. Me as a father, how will I feel hurting a woman knowing that I made one? I'm raising one.
And she's
one.
Someone's daughter. She is a father too.
Yes. And it's such a sensitive and emotional topic because this is happening as we speak.
Yes.
What I can say is to our mothers, our sisters, leave.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you leave, this person is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Try the best to go.
Exactly.
Leave, run.
Relocate.
You know, just leave. Don't go back to this person, especially if they have shown you what they are capable of. People are evil.
I think people don't also know this aspect of, especially for government employees and also for private employees. Because let's say I work for FNB now and I'm going through a situation where my life is at threat at my partner's hands. And I come to my supervisor and I say, you know what? My life is in danger. I need to relocate somewhere quietly. Sometimes, or even if it has not been done before, that supervisor will see to it that Happy relocates to Korihas, where this person will not be able to find me quietly. You know, I've actually heard of a woman who says she knew that if this man found out that she's planning to leave, he was going to kill her. So she left with just a handbag. You know, just those.
Mm-hmm.
And then left. Mm-hmm. Because you know that your life is in danger. And you know what? I know sometimes we tell ourselves he's going to change.
No. Colleagues, no. This is just not for men. It's for in general.
Yeah.
If somebody has shown you and they have hurt you.
Yes.
They are capable of doing it again.
Yes.
So don't think about change. Think about yourself. Mm-hmm. Think about your well-being mentally.
Mm-hmm.
This is not even gender role. It's just in everyone. If somebody has hurt you, and it doesn't need to be physical, malicious can be in any way.
Emotional
can be hurtful words.
Mm-hmm.
If this person has cursed you out before, insulted you before, believe me, it will happen again.
Yes.
They will apologize. It will happen again.
Yes.
Because they've already opened that door. And once that door is open, and if you are going to stay with the thing of, the person will change or this will change. Studies have shown that it doesn't change. It only gets worse.
Yes.
So if you are in a situation whereby you are being hurt,
mm-hmm.
in a situation where you know that, look, this might turn deadly. Gender-based violence, it's always, it will never happen to me until it happens to you.
But the signs are usually there.
No, the signs are there.
We just ignore them.
Yes.
Even in the early beginning of the relationship, the where you can work out.
Substance abuse is first.
Yeah.
First substance abuse is the
first line.
First line.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, there are sometimes, especially, you know, in Windhoek, we live in flats, we live in complexes.
Yeah.
You just hear. You know, and it, your neighbor will be like, turn the blind eye. Tomorrow, what happened? No, and most of the time, there's always what? There has been a history of past violence, etc., etc. And this also goes to our Minister of Gender-Based Equality.
Mm-hmm.
Colleagues, if the woman goes to the police station and reports this, take it serious, especially when there is a history of this.
Exactly.
Because there was it last week, the tate from the north that killed his wife in front of the mother at the cooker shop. And the people said they had a history of, you know, of that. You know, guys, it's heartbreaking. You know, because the signs are there.
And I think sometimes we, the community, we are failing
them. Yes, we are failing.
There was also a girl that
got... A family, we are failing.
Yes, there was also a girl that got killed by her partner, but then they knew she had come home or something like that. They knew that she was going through this, you know? And they just turn a blind eye or it will get better. But you don't know to the extent of how that person is actually being abused. And I want to add to this that sometimes I, a person, don't want to come out of that relationship back to the other point of he will change. But then my cousins and my sisters, they're trying to pull me out, but I feel like they're trying to ruin my relationship. You know, this was that part.
If somebody's hurting you physically, emotionally.
Yeah. And especially in front of the kids. Sometimes it gets to that point. Do you really want your kids being raised up by parents who are constantly fighting, mother, mommy and daddy fighting? It becomes a norm. All this becomes like, oh, this is how it is. You know, I think if we are to do a study, and I appreciate how Namibia is doing database, collecting data for policy analysis lately. We're moving in that direction.
Yeah.
I think if we are to study on the men that actually abuse their partners,
yeah,
you'll see that there's a trend. They saw their dad abuse their mom.
Yeah.
So as a mother of a boy child, sometimes, of course, everybody wants a perfect family, Theo.
Yeah.
I want to raise my kids alongside my spouse with our children and go to town and hold hands and go to the park.
Fairy tales.
Thank you. But reality is that sometimes it's not cut out for you.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And you have to really accept that for your own sanity and for the sanity of your children. Because a family, people can be growing, can be staying together, husband, wife, and children. But it's a broken home, a messed up home that even the children, if they could, they would escape.
Yeah. So it is really a thing of that. Guys, I'm going to raise my child or my children in a way that no matter what you face in life, at my house, the door is always going to be open. It doesn't matter if you are 70.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you went and you came back with nothing.
Yeah.
I will always take what's mine.
Yeah.
Because we, you mentioned a society, sometimes family, you know, But if you know, guys, it's not, I'm not going to lose my child because of traditional norms, and everybody has problems. Yes, everybody has problems.
Mm-hmm.
Every relationship has problems, yes, and people find a way to deal with it. But if it's abusive.
And even in marriage, I think this is the part where we don't talk about. Even in marriage, I think married couples don't know that separation is allowed. You know, you can separate for a while to allow. We're not saying jump on the next bus and boom, go and put in divorce. Yes. You don't want to do something, in a rush and irrationally. Separation is allowed. If you can go back to your mother's house, maybe you can have a conversation with your spouse. Yes. For a month or two while, you know, the situation cools down and then you come back later if things have really, you know, gotten better.
Yes.
You know, because remember there was a couple also in Greenwood who had separated for a month and got back together.
Mm-hmm.
It was just after a month, the husband killed the mother. In front of the daughter, something like that. It was in Greenwood. Was it 2 years ago? So really, when we look at marriages ending up in divorce or ending up in separation and stuff like that, I know sometimes we look at them like, oh, couldn't they try harder and stuff like that? But sometimes some people leave to save themselves, which is okay, which is allowed. We'd rather have you alive, you know, fine, than not have you, you know?
If it's no longer building you, it's no longer healthy.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Society will speak. Judgment will be cast upon you.
Yes.
But they are not your maker. Pack, regroup and live your life. Because if somebody can hurt you the first time, they can hurt you the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the sixth time, we're putting you in the ground. And we as a country, we need to do more on gender-based violence.
Yes.
We must put more rules and policies and acts to protect women and kids. We need to make it very clear that if you are going to be a predator, you'll be dealt in the harshest manner. You know, cause you see these court cases, Mr. A has been sentenced to 40 years for killing his girlfriend in 2003 in Van Ayda. The case is taking so long and, you know, there's no sense of justice to the family because, yes, this person has been sent to jail, but they're just going to go. Long. Yeah, you know.
And 20 years have been suspended on
Yeah, so we need to really, like, I always tell my friends that if I were to go into parliament, if I was a lawmaker, I would really, really try to go deep into our constitution and really do market research, like you said. Because, unfortunately, sometimes you need to deal with ugly, This is why in Botswana right now, in Botswana it's so hard. People don't commit crime.
Yeah.
Because they are, it's very harsh. The punishment is harsh. And that is a deterrent. Because they know that if I were to take a life, automatically mine is also forfeited. Now, I'm not saying that we should do that in Namibia, because that is a whole can of worm that needs to be opened up and religion and, you know, but we do, unfortunately, do need to put more stricter measures to protect our young kids from predators, rapists, especially these guys that are taking advantages of our kids. They must be dealt with. The law must be harsh on them.
So they can learn a lesson. So they can learn others.
A lesson. And especially the predators that are disguised in sheep clothing. You know, we read this in the newspaper. A father was molesting the child for the past. What, how can you do that? And these are the people that we need to make example of because you are ruining our society. You are ruining our children, our leaders. And to the point where these kids are going to grow up with trauma, will not be able to live to their full potential. Might even kill themselves because
will struggle even if she goes on to get married.
Yes, she will struggle because the person that was supposed to protect me took advantage of me.
And
sometimes in some cases, the people are aware of this, but they are quiet.
Exactly.
So the world has already shown me that I don't matter. Nobody's there to protect me. So why should I care? You know, we have so much happening in our worlds that we are not taking a moment to pause and say, what are these things affecting our kids? What were they bringing us? Because we are our generation. Our generation will come to an end and then their generation will come and then their generation will come. So what people are we leaving? Because when we are gone, they are left. Did we give them the necessary mechanism to thrive in life? Or do we just create, hurt them and let them hurt? At the end of the day, this person is misunderstood. This person feels that they are judged and they feel that the only way is to kill themselves and that solves nothing. So this is a very sensitive topic and it's something that I'm passionate about because no, you should not hurt women and children. It's not, it's a man. For me, you have lost value. For me, you have that thing that you have as a man is that you are the protector, you are the guardian. And that is just not we're saying that even if somebody comes into the house, you must attack them. But no, it's knowing that in your house when you're sleeping, your children, your wife, your family knows that
they feel safe because daddy is home.
Exactly. You know, they feel
even
safe.
Even if they come, daddy is here.
He's here. But if you are the one causing this, the person that they trust the most, you have ruined their, life. Mm-hmm. You have scarred them, and mm-hmm. that will always come back.
Mm-hmm.
So to end off today's discussion, guys,
mm-hmm.
is that first and foremost, especially when it comes to gender-based violence, let's report this. Guys, please report this. Leave. If you are in an abusive relationship,
mm-hmm.
be that it's friends, remove yourself from it. Gender-based violence is just not based on romantic
relationships.
90% of the time it is there, but there are other relationships. It can be family oriented.
Yes.
To the point whereby this person is just beating you physically.
Those aunties.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can be work related. You are being physically abused or mm-hmm. verbally abused by mm-hmm. your superior or your colleague.
Mm-hmm.
You're being mocked. You're being discriminated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the friendship parts.
Friendship. Your friend can be your worst enemy. They are the ones that, you know, Chummy, you don't look nice in that. Though. You know, those.
It always comes up like a joke.
Yes. But you, because you are so in touch with yourself and because mm-hmm. you are like, no, she's probably just joking, but you know. But why would you say that?
Continuously.
You know?
Something
you can as well as say, my friend, but I don't believe that you're having on will fit the occasion.
Yeah.
However, there is this.
Mm.
You know? I think this, it brings out your eyes, you know?
Yeah.
That is how people help each other, but me and Chomi, the Sally passed me. She's like, no.
Oh, you bought an iPhone 13.
You know?
Why didn't you buy 14?
Yes. Like, and most of the abuse in our friendships stems from self-esteem. This person was so confident, but you, the friend group, keep
mm-hmm.
every time they do something, instead of celebrating, correcting them, you're either judging or criticizing them. There's never positivity coming from me. It's always negativity. Yeah, mar, I should not die there, Cray. Usa, you know, bad, Mark. Yeah, ma, taikar, sana suwe rechni. To the point where you feel like whatever I'm doing
is never good enough.
It's not gonna be good enough. So, guys, please remove yourself from such circles.
Mm.
Run. You can take care of yourself. If you can't, seek help from the people that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the gym for my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the gym for physical health, but it helps me. I'm there. I'm focused. I see my psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
There are some days where I just go, there's nothing to talk about. It's just to talk.
Yeah.
And she likes it because she's like, you just don't come when there's bad.
Yeah.
There's when something goes well, I go and she's happy. She's mm-hmm. like, I love the fact that when things are going well, you also come and exactly. share.
In other words, you are in tune with yourself.
Yes. We are building a relationship and she helps and she was very helpful. And I know that not all of us have access to that, but
mm-hmm.
there are some form or some other way.
There's even through friends.
Yes, there's child helpline. There's your pastor.
Mm.
There's somebody you can confide in.
There's that auntie in your family that's full of wisdom.
Yes, most of our corporate organization have these helplines that you can call. Guys, if something is wrong, if you need help, take it. Don't worry what people say.
Yeah.
You could be the strongest man in the world.
Mm.
You can cry. It's okay. You will not know. Nothing will drop from you.
Yeah.
And the more you are in tune with yourself, the more you are able to help yourself, to control yourself, and to know better. So yes, on that aspect, please leave anything that is abusing you.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we are heading into December, mm-hmm. as we said in the beginning.
Yeah.
We call it silly season. The reason now we're calling it silly season is because this is when the fraudsters are mostly gonna try to do what they do best and try to get to you. It's December.
Get to your hard
and money. Yes. Most people are getting 13 checks from their institutions.
Yeah.
Most people are traveling for Christmas to their families, to their respective locations.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are buying things to take home. Most people need money. Some don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Some did not save.
Mm-hmm.
No, due to circumstances. So these guys are going to prey on you as much as they can, as many times as they can, with many methods as they can. So be vigilant, even physically. Do not carry large number of funds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go withdraw 20,000 and go to each shop and show that you have money. swipe, you know, if you are going to make a large withdrawal from any institution, go with your car, go with somebody you trust, you know, do not tell anybody what you're doing, because this is how information is passed down and this is how you are targeted. Mm-hmm. It's silly season. Mm-hmm. These guys want to end December off in a bank and they'll come for your assets, your funds and everything that they can use against you. Mm-hmm. So be vigilant, guys. Our contact center is always open 7 to 10 every day, mm-hmm. Monday to Sunday, 365 days a year. There are other mechanisms put in place to protect you, like I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
You can block your profile if you feel it's compromised. Mm-hmm. You can hide your accounts when you're not using them. You can block your cards when you're not using them. There are so many things you can do. So please, guys, stay vigilant. These guys need you to scam you.
Mm.
So it's very important. Even if you get a call right now and this person can tell you your life history, say no, hang up, block. Because your social media also plays a factor in this. You post everything. We post everything without even knowing who's watching sometimes. Sometimes these people are collecting all your information.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they contact you, they come as a, no, a wolf.
Sort of in, like prepared.
Yeah, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes.
Because I know Happy, I know where she works.
Mm.
I know her last radio. I know how many kids she has. I know she's married. Mm-hmm. What car she drives. What she bought last time. You know. So protect yourself. Look after yourself. Be there for yourself. Do not act. Report. And yeah, you'll be fine. Scamming is not new. It has been here. It's only now there is AI and people are using other tactics to get your information.
Yeah.
But if you do not share, nothing will happen. Yeah.
I love how you end up on that note. If you do not share, nothing will happen and you'll be safe.
Yeah.
And we will be safe because we've been well educated and we've been given the knowledge that we need to keep ourselves safe. Theo, I want to say thank you for making time for us. You know, this conversation today was really living to the title of our show, Life Lessons. We covered so many different lessons, which I really appreciate.
Yeah. So life is a continuous growth.
True.
The lesson that we learned today will be the one that's going to take us tomorrow onto the next lesson.
Yeah.
It's like, we know when they are building the skyscrapers, brick by brick. The other brick is the foundation for the next one. That is how the lessons are. And once it's completed, this is all the collective lessons you have gained, the bad, the good, that's going to give you your foundation and the strength you need to, for that building to remain steadfast against the wind, against the storms, because you know that, okay, when we're building, we saw that this material doesn't work. That is the lesson you learn.
Mm-hmm.
I will never use this. We saw that this beacon here was, screwed, or it was skiff. So we learned this. So that at the end of the day, when you are there, whatever comes, harsh rains, winds, the building is standing because of the foundation, and every brick has
it's giving strength.
It's playing its part. Yeah, it's
thank
a chain,
you.
Basically.
Thank you, Theo. Thank you so much for making time for us right here on Life Lessons.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Uh-huh.
So yes, guys, December is here. Let's enjoy our festive season.
Uh-huh.
Please. Don't drink and drive. The Namibian police is very serious with this and I'm with them. We know that during the festive season, a lot of accidents tend to happen. So guys, please do the right thing. Drink at home. Get a driver. Yango. Stay alert. And let's enjoy our festive season. We deserved it. The rains are surely, but they are coming. But yeah, man, it was a good one. It was a good year.
Yeah.
First woman president. She's currently at the G20.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Happy, it's always good to be here at Eagle. And
it's a pleasure to have you always.
Let's finish it off in the last month before going to 2026.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, there you had it from Theo Hidulika. He is the client support specialist at FNB Namibia. So he knows what he's talking about, you all. I forgot to ask what his next degree is all about. But you know what? That's in our next conversation.
Definitely.
But with that being said, we have come to the conclusion of today's beautiful topic on life lessons. I tell you, I mean, these conversations are about learning from the people that understand the subject that's at hand at that particular time. So myself, I feel like I'm always the first one to partake, yeah, in the lessons, and then you guys next. But yeah, I'll see you again next Saturday, same time, same place, 1900 hours to 2100 hours right here on your radio station at Eagle FM. From Indafa, I appreciate you. I sign out. Good night. Adios. Tata. Bye-bye.